The two disciples were recounting all that had happened. What two disciples? And what is it that happened? It presupposes we know that. And so there's the immediate passage must be considered to understand the passage we hear today, which is a continuation in the 24th chapter of Luke's gospel. Those two disciples, one of whom was named Cleopas, the other unnamed, had left Jerusalem after the crucifixion of Christ. They left downcast, defeated, and discouraged. They threw in the towel. They were leaving Dodge and going elsewhere. And along the way, Jesus appears. Remember the story? But they don't recognize him. But not because Jesus was somehow disfigured. They don't recognize him because they are so utterly consumed with their grief that they just can't see what's before them. Some of us have experienced such intensity with grief and other emotions that have prevented us from seeing what others very clearly recognize. Sometimes what others point out to us, sometimes to our dismay. And Jesus engages them. And in this story on the road to Emmaus, Jesus eventually starts with Moses and going through all of the prophets, explains to them the passages throughout the scriptures that were all about himself, that all of the Old Testament, my brothers and sisters, is a prefigurement of the new. It's all about Jesus. It isn't that the Old Testament is somehow less and the New Testament is more. God's word is entire, complete, and whole. And incidentally, starting with Moses and going through all the prophets, explaining the passages, let's be a little easy on criticizing the length of preaching here. That was one long homily. Then they draw near and they come to a crossroads and they invite Jesus to stay, and he does. And they go and they sit at table. Jesus takes bread, says the blessing, breaks it, and hands it to them. Does that sound familiar? Huh? Eucharist. That what happened on Holy Thursday happens again here with these disciples. And the scriptures are proclaimed first. The Eucharist happens second. And it's at that moment we hear that suddenly they recognize the Lord and they exclaim, "Did not our hearts burn within us as he talked to us and explained the scriptures along the way?" And then they hightail it back to Jerusalem. When you encounter the risen Lord, it changes us. It certainly changes our disposition and our direction when we're headed away. And we can't but want to return to others who are alive with the faith. And they're coming back and they're sharing what had happened. Imagine this unbridled joy. I'm telling you, he showed up. I'm telling you, it was like Holy Thursday again with what he did with bread and his very presence. And we saw him then. And right then, Jesus appears and says, "Peace." We heard John's version of this last weekend. But he extends his very presence, right? He addresses them where they're at in their own dismay, their own fear, their own unsettledness, their own confusion, maybe their own shame and guilt. And then again, he says, "Touch me. Please touch me. It is me. I'm not some kind of ghost or phantom." He's been resurrected body and soul, the glorified body, which enables him to do things because it's the glorified body that has been raised to life. Eventually, telling his followers that you must be witnesses to these things, that I'm alive. You must be witnesses to preaching the repentance of and forgiveness of sins, so that right relationship might be forged between all people and me. And in a really unfortunate decision, at least for me, I don't know why our reading that we get for the Mass stops right there. Because the very next verse says, Jesus says, I'm sending down to you what the Father has promised. Stay in the city then until you are clothed with power from on high. Pentecost, the Holy Spirit, it's coming. Don't you go anywhere. Stay together. Open your minds and your hearts for this gift that I have promised that is going to rush into you, and it's going to enable you to do things that you can't otherwise do, beginning with your own clarity, beginning with your own confidence, beginning with your own capacity to be compassionate. And through you, others will come to know me, because your commission, which is our commission, is to be witnesses to these things, that Jesus has been raised, he is among us, and deeply desires for us not to persist in fear, in confusion, in discouragement, in uncertainty, in shame, and in guilt, but to be empowered by his peace, which is his very presence, so that we might go there, even though we don't want to go there right now, outside this church. But where we go, at home, at work, at play, and our lives are qualitatively different than those who haven't encountered the risen Lord. I'm not saying better, different. Different. Changed by his presence. Let's stand together. And with confidence profess our gift of faith.